and a happy Wednesday. Watered down as it may be to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
There'll be something about this 11th day of the 6th month of 2025. 162 in 203 left to go. About 30 days from the midway point of the year. We're 4 days until Dad's Day.
Aww.
25 until the 4th of July.
Yeah, baby.
Today is otherwise known as Corn on the Cob Day.
I enjoy the corn on the cob, but it's not easy on the teeth.
Yeah, you have had teeth issues.
Yeah, I don't tempt fate at this point.
In a recent poll, and it's one of those, I don't know why I know this, but I know only 6% of Americans asked say they don't like corn on the cob. So it seems to be an overwhelming favorite with everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's delicious. It's good for you. But, you know, it really is a commitment to eat.
It is a lot of work. It is the fried chicken of the vegetable world.
Yeah.
There takes some effort. Yeah.
I just, at this point in my life, I enjoy a knife and fork.
National Hot Rod Day.
Cruise night tomorrow night. Boo Rays of New Orleans, Hudson Oaks.
And National German Chocolate Cake Day.
I bet that this is big in your house, is it not? You love the coconut.
In a recent survey I've just made up.
Uh-huh.
Only 2% of Americans dislike National German Chocolate Cake Day.
Is that your dad's favorite as well?
There's something wrong with everybody. You know, so I could be it. No, my dad's a coconut cream pie.
That's interesting because, you know, my dad's no longer here, but they shared the same birthday. And he was big on the coconut as well.
Maybe it's
a February 19th thing.
On this date in history, June 11th things. On this date in 1895, the first ever auto race took place.
Ooh.
1962, three men, brothers John and Clarence Englund and Frank Morris, became the only prisoners to ever escape from the prison of Alcatraz.
Oh, and then Sean Connery tried to get him.
Yes, that is right. Historically accurate. I saw that documentary, too. Fantastic one.
Oh.
Yeah. On this date in history, 1979, John Wayne dies.
Dang it.
On this date in 1996, Garth Brooks at Fanfare sets a record by signing autographs for 23 hours straight.
Holy shnikes.
I do believe our buddy Cody Allen was in that line at some point. On this date in 2020, speaking of country music, that's when Lady Antebellum changed their name to simply Lady A.
Oh, that's right.
And slightly went away. On this date, a lot of movies released on this date. Speaking of John Wayne, 1969, True Grit comes out. That also had Glenn Campbell in it.
Oh.
On this date in 82, E.T. comes out in theaters.
So cute. Hi, Drew Barrymore.
86, Ferris Bueller's Day Off comes out in theaters.
We've had so much Ferris Bueller news lately.
Always.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he is my Sherpa. 1993, Jurassic Park. 99, Austin Powers. 2004, Napoleon Dynamite. This is all back when they actually used to, you know, make movies that you'd want to actually go out to your house and go see.
Spend money and sit there and, yeah.
You know, kids, here's these things. You'd go out of the house, you'd get off your phone. What's a phone? And on this date in 2002, American Idol debuts.
Oh.
And we get to know the exploits of one Ryan Seacrest for the very first time.
Yeah, and where is Brian Dunkelman? I've got questions.
He's probably on an engineering staff right now. I'll
update my computer like right now.
We are currently experiencing TeamViewer as we broadcast live.
Because we're a team and reviewing it.
That's how it takes teamwork to make the dream work.
See, this is what you get for complaining that nobody sees any movies. They bring them to you.
Here we go. Birthday cakes on a Wednesday. If you ever have one, by the way, everybody has one at least once a year. You can give us a shout and we'll shout you out. Otherwise, our buddy Bruce Robinson is 59. Greatness. Elsewhere of the Robertson Duck Dynasty clan, Sadie Robertson is 28. Shia LaBeouf is 39. Joshua Jackson, 47, Dawson's Creek fan.
That's Pacey, right?
That is Pacey. Turns out he ended up winning in the end. Oops, spoiler alert. On a show that's been over for 18 years.
Thanks, Herb.
Peter Dinklage is 56.
Game of Thrones.
Dr. Oz is 65.
Aw, he's a nice guy.
Hugh Laurie is 66.
House.
Also not a real doctor. Joe Montana is 69 today. Greatness. But a thorn in the cowboy side. Frank Beard, the only one without one. Drummer of ZZ Top. He just rejoined them, 76.
The band's back together.
Adrian Barbeau is 80 today. And on the anniversary of the first ever race car auto race, race car driver in Fumo, he had one of the best voices ever. Jackie Stewart is 86. Oh, there's a crash in turn three. It's awful. It just sounds more dramatic when you have an accent.
Absolutely.
Hence American Idol debuting on this day. All right, what the weather is going to do and team viewer fun coming up next.